panic buttons. We've seen them in movies used in bank robberies, but in some big cities, hotels are moving to require their use to protect housekeepers. Hotel workers tell us sexual harassment happens in Waikiki. We don't hear much about it, though. Some hotels have been sued over it. Should panic buttons be part of the business here in the islands? The conversation about that has just begun. Gemma Weinstein was elected as the first woman president of Local 5, the hotel workers union. She worked as a housekeeper for 15 years. She says she was traumatized by a personal experience at the Ala Moana Hotel that happened more than a decade ago. She didn't report the incident and has trouble talking about it even today.
As an immigrant, I'm still, I feel like, when I have to go and talk to my manager, like I said earlier, do they believe on me or not? But like what happened in Chicago, they did some kind of lobbying about having a panic button, and they did pass that to the legislature and also in Local 28. And in New York, they actually have it in their contract to actually have a panic button, so that they can, prevent the guest or customer or harasser to harass them.
And so explain to our listeners what the panic button is like. You actually hold a device or you have it on your person?
So panic button is actually it's on your possession, and if you feel like you're in danger, like if you are being harassed, you can just press that button, and they will know that there is something happening on your floor wherever you are. And I think that's something that we want to have to our workers, and especially in the housekeeping, and also those who work in a restaurant, because it's something that I believe that, everybody need to be respected. In housekeeping, customers see housekeeping is just like, easy to get. And I think that's why most of the time it's happening in housekeeping, because we work there alone with the customer. It's a scary thing.
Right. And so explain to our listeners. So you represent Local 5, and a lot of the members are immigrants?
A lot of members, almost 90%, are immigrants, whether they are from Philippines, they're from China, they're from Korea. But it's 90% immigrant housekeeping.
So you think the discussion that we're having about sexual harassment will hopefully put people at ease to be able to step up and speak about their experiences where they've been reluctant to before?
That's what we're hoping, because we want to talk more about this, because our contract is expiring next year, June 30th, and we want to put that into our negotiation that the workers should have a panic button. And we have one company, actually, there's one company that talking to us about putting hundreds of camera all over the properties, and they even want to put camera into the closet of the workers where we fold our towel. And my question to them is the camera will prevent the harasser to harass the workers?
Right, and there are situations where it's not necessarily just what you see, from the customer, but perhaps harassment from supervisors.
From supervisors, and something that we have to look more, I think, more closer, because I know based on my experience that it is happening. It's happening, everywhere.
There were a couple of incidents. I understand that there was a lawsuit filed. I think it was against Hyatt, where there was, according to the lawsuit, there was a situation where a Saudi prince and his entourage had rented a number of rooms for an extended period, and also had special hours for the spa. And you folks don't represent spa workers, correct?
Yes, we don't. We don't represent them. That's why I feel bad for those workers. I just hope that it's not just for Local 5 to really look into this problem about women being harassed or men or just the harass alone. I think it's for the community. We should talk to the politician and just pass it in legislature to like what happened in Chicago. Because the spa at Hyatt, you know, maybe if they are union at the time, they will talk to us and we can represent them, but they don't have a union to really back them up. And there's a lot of places there that don't have union.
Right. And according to, I believe, that lawsuit, the not only was the hotel sued, but the individual, it was a member of the entourage of the Saudi prince, and he pled no contest, I think, to the charges. But the concern is the employee felt harassed and filed a complaint, and it became an issue about who does the hotel protect, the customer or the worker?
Exactly. Based on my experience and don't know nothing about that, and as an immigrant, I always feel like they will protect the customer. And it's sad that I feel that, and I know a lot of workers feel the same way. And I just hope that the things that it's happening now, people will just come forward and talk about what's happening to them.
I'm told that there was also another incident that the union had to step in and get involved, and it affected workers at the Halikoa Hotel. Can you share anything about that?
So workers are being harassed by supervisor at the time, and the workers are actually trying to be a Local 5 member, and some workers come forward and talk about it, but it takes 2 years before it actually get resolved. And again, I know they are scared because we always feel as a workers that customers is always right. And also supervisor, who will the management will protect? Is it me as a worker or is it the supervisor under management?
And did that situation at Halikoa get resolved?
It got resolved, and we did a lot of action. We bring community. We have a lot of clergy come and help us. And actually, but again, it takes 2 years. And those workers are already being harassed, and it's sad to say that after you being harassed, that's when we got resolved. Like, why can't we just prevent harasser? Why can't we prevent this to happen?
So what happens now? You folks are going to be looking at negotiations because your contract comes up next summer.
Yes.
What's the plan?
So the plan is we're going to, as a Unite Here member, and we know that this is really important for our workers, and it happened in Chicago. They have it in, like I said earlier, it was passed in legislature for the workers to have a panic button, and also in New York, it was put it into the contract, and something that we want to look at it to and maybe propose it on our next negotiation.
Are you going to try and survey
the members? We're going to try to survey the workers, and we are going to really, really hard to go and talk to the workers and make them feel like, look, it's okay to talk if you are being harassed, either it's yesterday or a decade ago, so that we can talk about it and really try to find a way to prevent the workers to get harassed.
Gemma Weinstein is the president of Unite Here Local 5, which represents hospitality workers in the state of Hawaii. That lawsuit we mentioned, filed against Hyatt in 2014, was settled last year. The complaint details how spa employees were subject to a demeaning lineup while members of the prince's entourage selected who they wanted to book with based on their appearance. The worker was booked to do a facial, but then switched to a full-body scrub, during which she claims she was sexually assaulted. She filed a lawsuit for misdemeanor sex assault and harassment. In a statement, Hyatt said it could not comment about any specific case, but added, broadly speaking, the safety and well-being of our colleagues is a top priority, and we treat all safety concerns raised by our colleagues seriously.